corn crib. I just sort of gathered that that must be what a corn crib was.
Do you remember a granary or a granary?
Well, I would call it a granary. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I've ever seen a granary.
What do you think that is?
I know I've seen them in England, so I know what an English granary is, and that is a storage building that's usually up off the ground and has a perforated floor so that air can get through it, and it stays up off the ground so it doesn't mildew. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of ever seeing one down here. They keep maize and stuff like that in silos, which are big, round, large storage bins, and they pour the stuff in at the top usually.
You said they keep maize?
Mm-hmm. Maize is grain, is corn meant for cattle to eat. Milo maize.
Milo?
Milo maize, that's what they call it. It ferments and it makes a horrible feed stuff that they give to cattle. It smells awful.
Is maize is yellow just like regular?
It seems to me that maize is ground up somehow or other, and it has the husks and everything on it.
What do you mean the husks?
The corn shucks, corn husks.
Shucks and husks are the same.
Yeah.
What would you call the on the kernel of corn? Would you call the kernel?
Yeah.
The hard covering on the kernel itself. Do you call that the? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, and I don't think I call it anything.
Okay. If you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough to go back, you can cut it again the same year. You call that a...
a double crop? I don't know. I've heard of people double cropping something, so I guess that's what it would be.
What about a long time ago, back before the bale hay?
Make a haystack out of it instead of baling it?
Uh-huh. What about when you cut the hay and you break it up in little piles? Small pot, smaller than a haystack. Did you ever hear
anything today? Sheaf? No, the sheaf's for corn.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? And they take a stalk and bundle it around. Mm-hmm. In medieval times they used to do that. And they did call it something like a sheaf.
Did you ever hear of a doodle, a tumble, a heap?
No.
Sort of a makeshift fenced-in place where you could shut the cow up for milking her. Or where you could separate the cow and the calf.
No, that would be done in either in the barnyard, or you'd take one in the barn. They always milk the cows in the barn, so.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen or a cup pen?
We heard of a cow pen.
What's a cow pen? What's it used for?
Well, it would be used sort of like a corral, but it would be, I would say, if you brought the cow in for some specific purpose, like dipping it or something, or taking care of it in some particular way, you might bring it into the cow pen. I would say a cow pen would have to be pretty small. Like
smaller than a corral?
Yes, I would think so, because I would think you wouldn't want to put more than two or three cows in it at a time. I'm not any expert on farms, but that's what I think of one as being.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the word dairy. You ever use the word dairy to refer to anything else? What meaning does the word dairy have for you?
A dairy is a place where milk is brought for processing to sell.
Uh-huh.
A dairy farm is a place where the animals are raised and the milk is milked.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used for a small building out in your yard where you could store milk to keep it cool?
Wasn't done here, because that wouldn't keep it cool. You'd keep it in the spring house.
Uh-huh.
And if you had a spring, you would have a little well house.
Uh-huh.
I know what we called our woodshed. We called it the pump house, because we had the water pump in it. So that's... if we had... We called the one my grandmother had a woodshed.
Mm-hmm.